Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Governor Mike Dunleavy has confirmed Alaska's first coronavirus-related death. Alaska Public Media reports that the person died in Washington State but was an Alaskan. Chief State Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink says under federal rules that counts as an Alaska fatality, even though the person had been away for a long time.
Long enough for us to believe that they had contracted the disease there, and they passed away, unfortunately, in Washington State.
Zink said the patient was in a higher risk group as an older person with an underlying health problem. Zink pleaded with Alaskans to follow the hygiene rules, avoid public gatherings, and maintain 6 feet of distance so the virus doesn't take off across the state.
This virus is going to infect you if you don't slow things down and you don't move apart from each other. So please, just for 2 weeks, stop what you're doing. Stay away from each other.
As of last night, there were 42 known COVID-19 cases in Alaska, up from 36 on Monday. The new cases include two in Fairbanks, one in Juneau, two in Ketchikan, and one in Sterling. The state says all of the new cases were in adults. Medical professionals say Alaska's coronavirus outbreak is progressing similar to those in other places. Speaking during a Fairbanks COVID response team daily update teleconference Tuesday, Foundation Health Partners Quality Medical Director Dr. Angelique Ramirez described where Fairbanks is in the disease cycle.
Clinicians have been seeing community transmission every day now for the past several days. They're seeing it in the urgent care clinic. They're seeing it in the emergency room. We do not have the test results back to document it. If we wait for the test results, we will be waiting too long.
Dr. Ramirez emphasized the importance of staying at home as the primary means of slowing the virus's spread. She also explained how in about 20% of cases, the COVID-19 illness causes serious pneumonia, requiring hospitalization and treatment with supplemental oxygen administered with a ventilator.
Essentially, due to the pneumonia, the lungs stop working, and the ventilator provides that support until they get better. Some patients don't get better, and that is why there is a case fatality rate with COVID that has been seen around the world, even under the best of circumstances.
Local medical professionals and government leaders are coordinating the Fairbanks COVID response. Dr. Michelle Nace said healthcare facilities are trying to separate COVID patients from those seeking care for other reasons, but stressed that care is not being rationed.
You can call your regular doctor to see where you might be able to go, or you can walk in the same way as before, and we will help triage you to the right spot where you can be seen. But if you need to be seen by a provider, you will be seen.
Foundation Health Partners is operating drive-up COVID-19 screening and testing facilities at the Fairbanks Hospital and Tanana Valley Clinic. About 400 people had been tested as of yesterday, but results can take days to come back. The Alaska Legislature has been working on coronavirus response bills. KTOO and Alaska Public Media report that both chambers passed a bill that would ease access to unemployment insurance benefits for those affected by the pandemic. The measure, HB 308, would eliminate the one-week waiting period for benefits, and it would raise the benefit per dependent from $25 per week to $75. Anchorage Democratic Representative Ivy Sponholz says Alaskans who've lost their jobs need the bill.
They're fearful about how they're going to pay their rent. They're going to put food on the table for their children. And this bill will go a long way to ensuring that working Alaskans who aren't able to work are able to get some necessary support at this time.
All legislators present in both chambers voted for the legislation. Another bill, SB 241, would extend Governor Mike Dunleavy's disaster emergency declaration for the state until September 1st, allowing Dunleavy to proclaim the emergency has ended if Health and Social Services Commissioner Adam Crum finds the virus outbreak or imminent threat of an outbreak no longer exists. That bill also would provide funding to cover costs from the emergency, and it would allow Lieutenant Governor Kevin Meyer to hold the primary or statewide special elections by mail. Dunleavy has proposed an economic stabilization plan that the legislature hasn't considered. It's not clear if the legislature will consider a separate bill that would fund COVID-19 economic relief. A Fairbanks North Star Borough capital improvement program that has been churning through the development process will likely not be heard by the Assembly at a meeting tomorrow night. The 10-year maintenance and improvement plan is scheduled for public hearing in front of the Assembly, but Borough Mayor Bryce Ward says it's not fair to the public to ask them for comment when they're also being asked to stay at home to flatten the disease curve for COVID-19.
We want to make sure that it garners the correct amount of public support that we would want to see, and I think it's difficult to get that support or hear that communication from the public during the challenge that we're dealing with right now with the COVID.
Mayor Ward has made public input a hallmark of the improvement plan, which originated with people nominating which maintenance projects they thought were most important. He says he will ask the Assembly to postpone the public hearing. The plan addresses a few projects each year, an approach aimed at more evenly spreading maintenance costs over 10 years. But Ward says it might not be prudent to commit to any spending as COVID-19 damages Alaska's economy.
We also want to make sure that we're being fiscally prudent in our resources. So as we look to the future with some uncertainty in the overall economy, is it appropriate for us to be continuing with that program as it's presented right now?
The Assembly also has a special meeting beginning at 5:30 tomorrow night to deal with just one item, showing support for the declaration of a disaster emergency in the borough. Mayor Ward made the declaration last Friday, and the borough activated its Emergency Operations Center. Public transportation in the Fairbanks North Star Borough will likely resume tomorrow, at least partially. Borough bus service abruptly stopped last week as the transportation department wanted all bus drivers to be outfitted with personal protection gear. Borough Chief of Staff Jim Williams says the drivers have spent the last week training.
It took us a little bit longer than we thought to get drivers trained up and get the protective equipment.
Williams says regular bus routes will not be running, and instead rides will be provided on demand, much like the Vantran service for disabled users.
We'll run service similarly to how we do Vantran. Folks will call in for an on-demand ride, and then we'll provide that ride, and we'll see how that goes.
Williams says priority will be given to riders who are already signed up with Vantran, with others picked up on a first-come, first-served basis. The Alaska Democratic Party will hold its party-run presidential primary exclusively by mail. KTOO reports the party announced Monday it is canceling in-person voting planned for April 4th due to concerns about the coronavirus. The party also decided to extend the deadlines for returning and counting ballots. Originally, ballots needed to be postmarked by March 24th to be counted. The party now says they must be received in Anchorage no later than April 10th. Results of the Democratic presidential primary in Alaska are expected by midnight April 11th. The party's executive director, Lindsey Kavanaugh, says ballots were sent to more than 71,000 registered Democrats, seven times the number of people who participated in the 2016 caucuses. According to the party, ballots will also be made available to download. The primary is open only to registered Democrats. I'm Dan Bross.